DJW Mobile.
Dave, KO4HGS.
How are you on this bright, sunny, blue sky day?
Just on my way back from running a few errands in town.
On the repeater from town.
Just to the house where I normally am of a morning. Pretty reliable right through here.
Town? Which town do you go to for supplies?
Bard or Hendersonville, but I went to Hendersonville today.
Play between all those mountains that you look when you're like out on the parkway looking east?
Right on the side of 26, Bavard's over in the valley.
Okay. How do you get into the repeater from Bavard? Many people from Brevard getting into the repeater. There are mountains right there that block, huh?
There are. You can if you, like Ed, he does from, he's on the other side of Brevard. He gets in, but he had to do some antenna work just like I did. I don't know what it is, but once you cross over into this county, it's something else.
Tuckasegee County, I guess that is.
Look up Transylvania County, that's where I'm at. I live right on the Henderson County, Transylvania County border.
Transylvania, I couldn't think of the name. Tuckasegee is a road I used to take off of 85 to get into Charlotte. But that's where Dwight used to live, KD4USA. He lived in Transylvania County, and he's the one that had to bounce a signal off of a bulldozer blade to get into the repeater.
It's a challenge to get in from up here, and there's just not a whole lot of radio goes on over this way. It's like everything just kind of stops at the county line.
Nothing is surrounded by mountains or nothing. The VHF and UHF can't get over the mountains. I guess HF would do okay.
It does okay. But like you say, VHF and UHF doesn't do so hot over here. Like, I can't pick up any of the TV channels on the over the air.
TL dongles for picking them up?
Not, I just don't even waste my time with it.
I might use them one of those for what they were built and designed and built for, but I use them for everything else, everything other than what they were designed and built for. When you're using it for ham radio, you're not using it for their initial design intent.
But I've never even been able to get it to work. But I haven't put a whole lot of effort into it. It's kind of one of those I got and just kind of lost interest in it.
I play with. I get them out every now and then and, you know, dial in the various spectrums that they'll do and see how low I can get it to go by up converting. The waterfall feature is kind of nice. You pay a whole lot for some radios that have that feature. And with them, you get it, like, for free, almost.
Real cheap. I mean, I think I got, like, $30-$45 in the one I got.
Good job, too. Their filtering isn't that great. It can, like, when you tune it in on this repeater, you can, and somebody's talking on the 6-4 repeater, you can hear them, too.
Like I said, I have not put a whole lot of effort into it. I didn't have an antenna that I wanted to use outside to do that with, so I just kind of, that's where I stopped with it.
Where are we nets going? Making any progress in that area and getting any confidence built up there?
I'm getting there. Just trying to get more of the call signs down, so that's where I'm at right now. The software I'm working with, it seems to be doing okay. I get behind a little bit, and then it's hard to catch back up.
What is 90% of it, right? Once you get confidence that you can do it good, you can almost do it and not even think about it. Like I was following last night's net. Daniel was running it, and I was spending probably, I don't know, about 5 or 6% of my time copying the net, 90% of my time doing other stuff. That's how little effort it takes once your confidence gets built up that you're not going to miss it. If you lose your confidence and you get behind, then that's when it starts chewing into the time.
happens that way with about anything. You get flustered with it, and you have to just stop, regroup, and start again.
With it. And there's nothing like the real thing, too. Practice is practice, but the real thing is that's when the bulk of the learning sets in.
I do better with under fire and hands-on.
Once you ever go to, like, the dealerships like Nissan, Toyota, those kind of places?
I do not go to the ones down there near you. I go to the Kia dealership and the Ford dealership and Chrysler dealership. That's about it.
I was at the Nissan dealership this week, and I was telling them about you, and they were asking me about my antenna on the back of my car, and I was telling them about you, and I asked them if they knew the Matco guy, and the person I was talking to didn't, so I didn't know if you went there or not.
Different guy. That's Chino's area. We stopped right there at Arlington Road where we split.
Well, you guys had your territory staked out. You don't, there's no overlap?
Supposed to be, because I have a mine is a geographical area, so I have borders on mine. Now, most of the other guys have what's called a list of calls, and they don't have a geographical area. So as long as I don't go on one of their list of calls, it's fair game. But mine is a geographical area, so they can't cross those borders.
Well, the same manufacturer that you do, or any of the manufacturers?
One. Only applies to Matco. All the others are, they can come in and do whatever they want to do.
At the same time, like, the Snap-on truck is there?
We try not to do that, but like me and Billy, the Snap-on guy, we'll bump into each other, and we'll say hey and check on each other if there's anything we can do to help. And then generally, lately we've been meeting Thursdays and having lunch together, so it's not an issue for us.
I can remember when I worked at McDonald's on the way home. I walked home until I could afford a car. This was when I was a kid. And you go buy a Hardee's on the way home, and I'd stop in the Hardee's with my blue McDonald's uniform on. Those people thought that was the craziest thing in the world. But I was hungry, and I was tired of McDonald's.
When you work there, you don't want nothing to do with it. My first job was at Kentucky Fried Chicken, and it's still hard for me to go into one of those.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, that's my favorite chicken. Amy likes Zaxby's, and I like KFC. I probably can't be beat.
Like it, it's just, it's easy for me to get tired of it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, well, that's the way I did when I was going to school, going to college after. I was working and going to school at the same time. And I'd get me a personal pan pizza between the two. And now if I see a personal pan pizza, it's like, ugh.
Dave, I'm going to jump out. I've arrived at the house, so I'm going to get the groceries in the house and find me some groceries to eat. So I'm going to say 7-3s for now. You be careful wherever you're heading and have a good day. KO4HK, and I'll be clear.
I'm about to pull into Wild Aces and pick up some chicken wings. Good talking to you. KO4HKX, W4DJW, clear.